Organizers of the conference refer to it as Exploring Tech at Tech, or How Does a School Devoted to the Development of New Technologies See Their Impact and Meaning? Daniel Breslow, who teaches social science, says it's an intellectual inquiry that began ramping up a couple hundred years ago when technological advances were on the rise.
It's the human powers of reason that will allow us to continually improve our condition, to transcend the physical limitations of our bodies, of our environment, of our planet, and that will always provide solutions to problems.
And as in any rigorous debate, there's the counterpoint.
If we keep pursuing science and technology to solve our problem, those will take on a life of their own in a way that's actually alien to what makes us human.
And that's the argument this group of professors, who all teach in Tech's Department of Science, Technology, and Society, were there to explore.
We need to expand what we're talking about so that we're not just talking about technologies that we're making, we're talking about the worlds, the societies that we're building.
That's Assistant Professor Philip Olson. One of his areas of interest is drone ethics, an aspect of that fast-growing technology he feels is being ignored.
The humanists and the social scientists have to be very kind of aggressive in trying to kind of, you know, listen, there are some interesting conversations to be had about this.
Ashley Shue Heflin teaches philosophy of technology.
I think we often want to say what makes us particularly human is technology and tool use. I don't think that's it at all.
She has a new book out on the topic called Animal Constructions and Technological Knowledge.
So if we talk about the sort of structures ants build and termites build relative to their body size and what we individually build, like they're kind of more impressive. Same with beavers and the way they like wreck ecosystems. Like they're pretty good at that too. But we always consider them nature, so we can't consider their projects as constituting knowledge and technology in important ways. So it allows us to continue to disrespect the environment and other intelligences around us.
So these are all issues that science and technology studies wants to bring to the foreground.
Assistant Professor Rebecca Hester focuses on the ethics of health and biosecurity that she says don't always get the attention they should.
There are very few incentives for bringing forward questions of ethics and politics when so much of the political economy of higher ed is funded by private corporations or big funders, government funders, who have real interest in developing these kinds of technologies, because that's a significant barrier too. It's not that some of the scientists don't want to have them, but the incentives are not there for them to have them or to take them on board in meaningful ways.
There may soon be more ways for students to explore these issues at Virginia Tech. Administrators are planning to expand the program and create a major in science and technology and society. Again, Daniel Breslow.
It'll be for students who are interested in science and technology and are going to be working in any number of areas where they're not scientific or technological specialists, but they'll have to deal with these questions as part of their day-to-day life, make decisions about the relationship of the public to new scientific knowledge or new technologies. And there are many, many kinds of roles that people have in which they have to constantly be dealing with those questions.
The plan is to enroll students in the new major for spring 2019. I'm Robbie Harris.